Instead, we lowered our voices, thinking the battle was over, and with this reticence, we hurt ourselves. Now I proudly call myself a feminist. If Tip O'Neill were alive today, I might even tell him that I'm a pom-pom girl for feminism. I hope more women and men will join me in accepting this distinguished label. Currently, only 24% of women in the United States say that they consider themselves feminists. Yet when offered a more specific definition of feminism, a feminist is someone who believes in social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. The percentage of women who agree rises to 65%. That's a big move in the right direction. Semantics can be important, but I don't think progress turns on our willingness to apply a label to ourselves. I do think progress turns on our willingness to speak up about the impact gender has on us. We can no longer pretend that biases do not exist, nor can we talk around them. And as Harvard Business School has demonstrated, the result of creating a more equal environment will not just be better performance for our organizations, but quite likely greater happiness for all.